Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I go from point to point and also try to get to the point. Today's point, it's not a point. We're playing fast and loose with the format of the show. I have been recently playing Blasphemous, which is only important because that's what we're going to talk about today. I have this video game white whale that is playing Metroidvanias. And I've been meaning to kind of bring this up on the show for a little bit because I a little bit still need your help, but I have a thing with Metroidvanias, and the thing is that they and I don't get along very well. And it's this, like, huge genre of games that are, I don't know, like, everyone has a Metroidvania they like, it feels like, especially if you're a person in video games. Like, I think there's a part of it that's it's kind of like a throwback. Like, if you've been in games for a while, you typically have this, because I think a lot of older games are kind of Metroidvanias. But as a person who kind of started thinking critically and playing video games, like, thoughtfully and intentionally in the, you know, I guess, like, very late N64 era, but mostly in the PS2 and then very much so in the 360 era, like, Metroidvania just never really, especially 2D Metroidvanias, never really did it for me. Like, you know, normal, like, 3D platformers and 3D, I guess, Metroidvanias kind of worked for me to some level. The skill progression stuff I kind of like. But also, as generally a person who's bad at video games, or just, you know, kind of strays away from mechanics-intensive games, the Metroidvanias never really stuck with me. Also, I've never played a Castlevania game, and also, I've only played probably 2 to 3 hours in total of Metroid Zero Mission and Metroid Fusion. So, you know, kind of weird to have feelings about this when one has not played the name of the genre. But the thing that I've kind of learned as I've sampled these, because I do, like, I want to see what the fun is, you know? Like, I want to dig into it. I want to understand what people find so compelling about it, because I know there is something there for me. And I also know that, like, this genre is huge. Like, it's been basically taken over by massive indies. And, you know, with the ever-present danger of Silk Song, these are games that are getting huge. People love, and I kind of feel weird not having one of them that I really like and have latched onto. I feel very similarly about the Souls games, and luckily I kind of had that with Elden Ring, and now a little bit with Nightreign, and hopefully, fingers crossed, with Liza P, with those difficulty options. But the thing about Metroidvanias is, you know, I just generally haven't found one that I like. And I know that I have incredibly persnickety tastes when it comes to video games. And then you add on top of that the whole, hey, I'm a working parent, and that means that I have, you know, 1 to 2 hours a night maximum to play games. So games that are extra challenging or demand perfection end up being things that I abandon pretty quickly because, you know, ain't nobody got time for that, especially me. Like, I will hit that skill check and I will say, no thank you, please, and go play something else. Which is, you know, kind of what happened with Blueprints for a bit, and also I did that with Elden Ring for like 6 months. But here's the thing. I enjoy, as I have played a few of these Metroidvanias that have come out, the things that I enjoy. The things that I enjoy are, I like to have a game that has an interesting world. I like to have a game that has interesting lore. I like to have a game that has a kind of, like, in-your-face or at least compelling narrative. And I recently got into a conversation with someone about Metroid Fusion and kind of pushing against, you know, my I want a narrative thing is that I don't want a here's your mission, go do the thing, and every time you defeat a boss, let's check in with that thing. Like, I want a little bit of discovery, which I think is what a lot of the Metroidvanias out there are good at. But I also want to know what the fuck I'm doing, which is where something like Animal Well, which I think should be my shit, like just a game that is mostly a puzzle that you have to unwrap and figure out. Like, I feel like I need to go back to Animal Well, but it was so obtuse that it's just, it wasn't working for me at all. And I kind of just, like, I bristle a little bit at the Dark Souls notion of it's best to play these games when everyone else is playing these games so you can be a part of the thing. Like, being a part of the community discovering the game is, you know, heavily implied to be part of the fun. And as a person who doesn't necessarily engage with communities in that way, please join the Corner of the Internet Discord. I don't do that. Also, I don't play games fast enough to kind of keep up with what things are doing. So that's why I kind of abandoned Animal Well. I also don't necessarily love incredibly punishing ones, which is sorry to Hollow Knight. It was a fun time, interesting world, cool lore, I guess somewhat kind of a directed narrative in that way. But the, like, punishment of death and the, like, intense difficulty just really also turned me off. Also, I just don't like holding my Nintendo Switch Lite, which I guess, you know, has something to do with it. So that brings me to the grand reveal. I've been playing Blasphemous. It's a pixel art 2D Metroidvania Souls-like thing. And it fucking rips. I think I have at least found the thing that will get my foot in the door with these games. I mean, I've spent probably 4-ish hours in there. I think How Long to Beat says it's probably around, like, 15 to 17 or so to finish it. So we'll see. I defeated the first, like, of three major bosses. And, you know, that took a little bit of bumping my head up against the wall, but ultimately I got there. It felt achievable. And so it's been really fun because a lot of bouncing off of games is kind of developing your taste and kind of figuring out what you like, what you don't like. Just like food, like every type of taste that you develop is just kind of like trying things out and, you know, seeing what works and what doesn't work and kind of why you like it and thinking a little bit deeper about why, you know, I say that I like to have a story in a game, but when there is a story in Metroid Fusion, why doesn't that work when, you know, I said I liked the story, what's going on there? And so far, the thing that has been really working with me, and maybe this is just because I'm also kind of deep in my Night Rain hole right now, but the story or the stuff in Blasphemous, like, I just want to see what's next. And it has that kind of Elden Ring, Dark Souls kind of thing where it's like, there's a fucked up world going on here. And people are using a lot of words that have capital letters in them. And I don't know what any of this means. Like, why am I the penitent one? What happened in the Night of Sorrows? Why is the miracle capitalized? What's up with this lady who's got six swords in her chest? And each one of those things is, like, a compelling mystery to kind of go forward. And, you know, I can kind of get over the repetitive enemy design. You know, each area has, like, you know, 3 to 5 different enemy types that are, you know, fine. Once you figure it out, it's good. You know, you find out that the guy with the shield, when he holds the sword back, you hit the parry button and you parry. You know, it's pretty simple stuff. It's just based on timing and execution, which is, you know, generally not a thing that I love, but the part where it's 2D kind of means that it's a little bit easier for me to grasp when that time should be and how to deal with engagement distance and all of that stuff. And so far, it's been mostly fine, a little bit frustrating sometimes, because it does have the Hollow Knight thing where I just don't know where the next bench is. Like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to pray and revive my flasks. I do also just wish these games would just let the enemies be dead in the area, but, you know, so it goes. But you don't lose your, you know, your tears, your souls, when you die. So, you know, you are punished for death. You have to go reclaim your guilt, which is a fun mechanic. There's other stuff that deals with guilt. But you don't lose your points, which is, I think, the great innovation of this. Like, you're able to kind of progress skill-wise and keep going without having to feel like a corpse run. Just to get back to where you were before is, you know, greeting death again and frustration, which has been kind of nice. And, like, the pixel art's incredible. The music is very good. And it's just a really unique, crazy-looking thing that I'm really glad I took the plunge on to try out. And, you know, if you are like me, and I guess either are on your own journey trying to find a Metroidvania you can love, you know, give Blasphemous a shout. You know, I will say that it's very... it reminds me of a much more earned version of the Xbox 360 Dante's Inferno aesthetic of just, like, I tried to explain it to someone as, like, church core, but as, like, Spanish Inquisition metal album cover. It's like, fucked up. And, you know, that's going to be to your taste, or it's going to be extremely not to your taste. But I'm finding it fun as a person who enjoys a taste of the metal. But, it's interesting. It's a very unique one of those. And I'm sure that this is going to be a gateway. You know, if I do end up sticking with this one, it will be a gateway for me reassessing if I would like to hop back into Hollow Knight or not. Because I think a lot of what is going on here is a fun thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. And hopefully I stick with this one. If you have a Metroidvania recommendation and you think, hey, this guy who says that he doesn't like all of these other ones, maybe this is the one that'll do it for you, let me know. I'm like I said, I'm always on the lookout for finding one of these that I can finally stick with. This has been my, you know, if you're a fan of Into the Aether, one of the co-hosts there, Brendan, he's gone on like a years-long journey of trying to find a JRPG that he can stick with, and this is kind of my one of those. Like, I need to find the thing that will give me the lexicon, or at least the experience to kind of assess my taste for these games and, like, let me see what everyone is talking about, like, what all the fun stuff is, because I want to get into it. You know, you don't have a video game podcast by just being a person who doesn't want to be engaged with and interested in playing new games, and Metroidvanias are a gap that I've certainly had in my typically, you know, RPG and first-person shooter background, like puzzle games. So I would like to dip more into those. So if you have Metroidvanias or similar games that you think I would like, you know, reach out to me on Blue Sky, send an email into the show at hey@70percentcomplete.com, and let me know. I'm curious. I will try most things, as I guess shown by scary Spanish Metroidvania. But yeah, let me know. This has been a great episode of Point to Point. I'm glad you could hang out with me, and we'll talk tomorrow when this next episode goes out. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive to the good old choo-choo train. Like I said, join the Discord. There will be links in the show notes to that. It's a really cool place to hang out, and I hope you can join us. And, you know, hey, give me your Metroidvania recommendations in there too. But until then, we'll talk tomorrow. See you later.